Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maronimi Marazi Sheyichu, Ulischus Refuas, Nina Brachabas Esther Hadassa, Bela Lisheva Bas, Ucham Shein, Yosef Moshe Ben Ora, and Shimon Yosef Ben Buria, and Moshe Ben Shoshana. And is based on the Sefer Ori V'Yishi, and the pasuk in Yeshaya 19:22, "V'nagav Hashem es Mitzrayim nagav v'rafoi." That's Yeshaya 19:22, and Mitzrayim were afflicted, and they were afflicted and healed. So what does that mean? It says Zohar Kadosh Darshan, famous Zohar Kadosh, "Nagav l'Mitzrayim v'rafoi l'Yisrael." That whatever was a negifa. For Mitzrayim is a refuah for the Jewish people. What goes bad for them goes good for us. And that we have b'makos hakola Mitzrayim u'maila liYisrael. And as whatever happened to Mitzrayim, the maka, that's a maila for the Jewish people. This parallels with the Maharal writes in Shmos Gimel Yodches in the Gurariye that geulas Mitzrayim came dafka b'loshem pkida pakoit pakadeti. This is a simon of the Geula Rashi, Pasuk Yudches, Gimel Yudches, because the word Pakod is like Poked Avon Avos, and Pakad is Sar, it could be good and it could be bad. So there was this Mila of Pakod that it was called both. Good and bad. Bad for the Mitzrayim, good for the Jews. So, Ba'oysa Shah, Shenakfu Mitzray, Ba'oysa Shah, Nisrapu Yisrael. So the Negifal of Mitzrayim was a refuah for the Jewish people. And this refuah was primarily in receiving a spiritual maila, like it's mashman the pritzadik, parshas bo nos beis shebevadai de maka achas hayamotzi es yisrael im hayrotzen Hashem yizborach v'raku tzuchu makos kidei lohotzi es yisrael mei eser kisrin de misavu ulachnisan lekedusha se eser midos hakedoshim. We needed 10 makos. God could have done it in one, of course, but we needed 10 in order to take us out of the 10 levels of Tumah, 10 crowns of Tumah, 10 spheres of Tumah, call them what you will, and to bring them into the 10 holy Midos. So it emerges that the Eser Makos, Shehiko, was Koach HaTumah Shel Mitzrayim, were Megala, the 10 milas of Kedusha that Mitzrayim was covering up. And these are the 10 spheros that are Mechuvin Kayadua, Keneged the Aseres HaDibros, and the Aseres HaMa'amaros, which we've discussed in the past, and we'll hopefully discuss again in the future. Now, the Svarim already note that it's nifla to see the Mahalach of Nagofa Rafo in the last three Makas, Tezvav Nisan, was Makas Bechoros LaMitzrayim. The Reishis Detum LaMitzrayim was smitten, and therefore was Bechinas Nagofa Rafo, the Jewish people, were Makablo, Keneged HaKos Bechor Mitzrayim, Mailas Kedushas HaBechora, the holiness of our Bechoros. And since being called Mako Maka, Chodesh, like Rashi writes, Ba'era 7:25, other Rishonim, there was a month in between Makkos. So a month before this, a month before Makkos Bechoros, was the 15th of Adar, Purim de Mukafim. That was Makkos Choshech. And Keneged Zeh, it says, Elchol B'nei Yisrael here, all b'moshvoisam, all the Jewish people had light in their moshavos, and this was Kayadua, not Or Ba'alma. It was a supernatural Or. And through this, they could see the hidden things of the Mitzrayim, like Chazal tell us, that's why they knew where all their stuff was. And indeed, on Purim, we were Zocha, on the 15th of Adar, we were Zocha, Lahidim Ma'isa Oyla, Oyla Zu Toyla. And Makkos Arba was a month before this, Tu Bishvat. And since Arba, Ochel Es Kola Eitz Shel Mitzrayim, Keneged that, we were Makabal Ma'ilas Eitz, Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah, Le'ilanos, V'adabra Nifla Me'oid, V'doik. So we have the Mak Nago for Rafo in the last three Makkos. So we'd like to explain what's this Maila of the Eitz Shel Yisrael over the Eitz of Mitzrayim. And it comes from the Maila of the Tzuras Adam, of Adam Eitz HaSadeh, of our Eitz being preferable to their Eitz, and that's parallel to the Maila Tzabachoyra, the Reishis Shel Yisrael, our Reishis, versus their reishis. So we'll be makdim dvarim me'in kedushas habchoyel. The Mefarshim try to understand, since kedushas b'chor b'Yisrael is keneged hatzalasam mimakas b'choros shel Mitzrayim, so why is kedushas b'chor b'Yisrael dafka b'mishu peter rechem b'chor la'em b'Mitzrayim? The b'chor la'av's got it too, as Rashi writes 12:30. We had a whole shir on this just this week. Their makas b'choros was on b'chor me'av and b'chor me'em. So why is our makas b'chor? Why is our kedushas habchoyla only b'chor me'em peter rechem? Rabbi Kiva Eger answers this kasha. It's brought in the Chut HaMishulish, page Kuf Pei Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eger al Torah, Parashas Bo. So he answers this question with another question, as the Jews are wont to do. Rabbi Kiva was Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, so there's no greater Jew than Rabbi Kiva Eger in his time. Wow, Kiva Eger, you have to shake when you even hear the name. Because lechora there's a stira mihikas b'chorim Mitzrayim. Yichad Gisa, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maka b'chorim Mitzrayim, like the Baal HaGadah Darshins, Eseh Shvotim Ani V'lo Shaliach. Meidach it says Ufasach Hashem Ala Pesach V'lo Yitein HaMashchis Lavo Abatechem Lingoif. It's the Mashchis who doesn't know how to distinguish who is no gave. So which one is it? Is it Ani V'lo Shaliach, like we have in the Haggadah, or is it the Mashchis? So we could say that the two kashas are answered one with the other. The Bechoros may aim that it's known who they are, so that the Mashchis could smite the destroying angel. But to recognize the Bechor may av, that you need God. The Bechor may aim is obvious, right? You see the woman, whoever comes out first. But the Bechor may av, you know, he just puts his arrow somewhere and you don't know who the Bechor is. When a child comes out, you don't know who the father is. Only Hashem knows. And therefore, the Bechoros Me'av, Kadosh Baruch Hu alone did it. Like we see in Bava Metzia 61. Ani u'shevchanti bein tipa shel Bechor. I'm the one who made this distinction between the Bechor Mitzrayim and the Bechor Yisrael. So since the Bechoros, Hashem knows the difference between the drops. And since Bechoros Me'aim, Hika HaMashchis, and the Mashchis doesn't know how to distinguish between Yisrael and Mitzrayim, like we see in Bava Metzia, Kevin Shintim Rishus LaMashchis, Eino Mavchin, Mi Tzadikim L'Rishayim, Bava Kama 60. That's why we needed the blood on the Pesach. Therefore, the Bechoros Me'aim Shel Yisrael were in danger because of the Mashchis, and they needed a special Shmira, because the Mashchis knows who the Bechor Me'aim, the destroying angel. And that's why the Bechoros Me'aim were Miskadish. The Bechoros Me'av were not. Because the Bechor was Me'av, he knows how to distinguish. So they were never in danger. It's only the Bechor was Me'aim that were in danger and that we needed to protect ourselves. Because that's more obvious. So that the Mashchis can find out, but the Bechor was can know. But the Bechor was Me'av, that only the Rabbanu Shel Olam knows. And therefore they were never in danger in the first place. So therefore they don't have Kedusha. The Bechor was Me'av don't have Kedusha. They were never in danger. So a deep teretz to this kasha, why the Bechoros Me'av were not Miskadesh, only the Bechoros Me'aim, is given by the Me'aral in the Sefer HaGvurot in Perek Lamed Chet. Hu bi'er she'ra'ui lekadesh rak et reishit ha'metziut. It's only fitting to be Mekadesh reishis ha'metzius, and that's the Bechor La'aim. Because when he's born, he comes out into the Metzius. And not the Bechor La'av, Shehu Reishis HaKoyach. Where Mekadesh Reishis HaMetzius, that's the Bechor Me'aim, because the Bechor Me'aim is when he comes out. That's her job, to give birth. So when he comes out, he has his Kedusha, and that comes from the mother. And that's Metzius, meaning when he's coming out, it's Metzius. That's what the mother does. The mother gives birth. So it's Roy for the Bechor Me'aim to have Kedusha, because he's Reishis HaMetzius. And not the Bechor La'av, who's only Reishis HaKoach. What does that mean? Right, it's his koach. We call the zera the koach in the Torah. Reishis ono. So the Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and the Haredi Yitzchak and Pesach and Maim Rachav explains based on the word Megillah. It says in the pasuk came la'av v'aim u'mos avia v'ima, that there's an emphasis here that Esther didn't have a mother or a father, because when her mother was pregnant, her father died. And when she was born, her mother died. So according to this, it emerges that if there was a Kiddushas Bechor La'av, it would take effect immediately. Because Leda is not Maila Davra B'Bechinas Am. What is the father doing when the child is born? Nothing. So when is a child a Bechor? Already in the womb. So if there was Kedushas Bechor La'av, if there was the Kedusha, it would be Chal immediately. Ubotoh azman arei rak tipa shekeman deles emchinas hametzius. In other words, what metzius is there to the tipa? What concrete reality is there in a tipa? Nothing. The purpose of the tipa, as far as we're concerned, is the koach haolada. So if kedusha would be chal, it would be chal on the koach haolada, on koach, not on metzias. And on that comes the beer of the Maharal, that kedusha has to be chal on metzias, like truma and chala, and not in reishis hakoach that wasn't miskal on metzias. According to this, we can say that indeed in Mitzrayim the bechoros were smitten, because bituma, there's no difference between koach and metzias. By Kedusha is a chiluk. And he writes, Shadvaram Bokum Kol Rakim, but it's still not fully clear. In other words, again, Esther had a father. It's called she had a father. Because at what point is he called a father already in utero, in the womb? And if there was Kedusha, that would mean that the Kedusha would be chal on a non-metzias, because it's already chal on a zera. Because he's already called a father. Like we said, when Esther died, when Esther was in utero, her father died. So he's already called her father then. So if there'd be Kedushas Bechora, we'd have the father already be in utero. But that's not a metzias, because the whole korach of the seed that goes into the woman is to make a baby. So we can't have it that the, says the Maharal, we can't have it that the Kedushas chal on a non-metzias. It has to be chal on a metzias. And therefore, since the seed is a non-metzias, vis-a-vis the birth, because it's just the whole point of the seed is the bekoach, is the potential that it has. So there's no kedusha for the av. There's no kedusha for the bechor me'av, because that's only in potentia, but not in practice. Whereas the Kiddush of the mother, that's when the child is born. That's when she became a mother. And the Mimela, that's a Kiddush of Metzias. But even after we learn the Parat Yitzchak, it still requires a Bior, and it would appear that this is connected to the Indian of Shmiras HaBris and the Parshas of Shovavim, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we have the Tikkun for this Indian of Bris. In order to be explain this, we have to be Makdim, B'inyanu Shel Ha'ilan, Ubemaka Shehuka Eitzho Mitzrayim. Gan Eden was a Gan of Ilanos. Umisham haya ma'achalo shel Adam HaRishon lefnei Achet. Just when Adam HaRishon sinned, not only did Adam HaRishon go down in his Madrega, but in addition, his food went down. Like it says in Abbas Rabbi Nassim, Kevin Shem Adam HaRishon, Shem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, B'chad B'sei Sebasad, Demiad Zazu Eivarab. Amar Lofan HaRibonu Shalom, Ani Be'em Emti Ne'echo Be'e B'sechot. Adam HaRishon heard that HaKodesh Baruch Hu said, you're going to eat from the grass of the field. All of his limbs shook. And he said, Rabbanu Shalom, me and my animal, we're going to eat from one in the same place. We're both eating Esav Asad, we're eating from the same basket. So we learn from this that Adam Rishon felt an elbowing noira. He felt a terrible insult that his food went from Priya Eitz, from the fruit of the tree, and now he's eating vegetables, he's eating from the ground, like an animal. So it's a yirida. In the Achil of Adam HaRishon. And the explanation is that there are two differences between an ilan and a yerek. Mitzad echad b'yerek, mimamshim et ha'ana'a maher, yoter me'asher b'ilan. Me'idach, b'yerek ochrim et ha'keren atzma, she'achilat yerek, hi michal yakarne, l'umat ha'ilan shebo ochrim rak et ha'perot, aval ha'ilan atzmo hu keren kayemet lanetzach. In other words, the differences between ilan and yerek are vegetable and fruit of the tree. Or the mitzad echad, the yerek, you get the hana earlier. You don't need the whole tree. The yerek just grows from the ground. And you don't need first a tree, the bark, the whole thing, long story. So the hana is faster. On the other hand, when you eat a yerek, you're eating the principle. When you're eating the fruit of the tree, you're not eating the principle. The tree's still there. You can grow more fruits. But the yerek can't grow more. Can't grow more. That's it. It's machal yakarni, destroying the karen. And therefore, Gan Eden, who Gan Shel Ilanot, ha-mevatim et ha-schar ha-netzchiv ha-insofi. Gan Eden is a Gan of trees that express eternal reward. Zlo machal yakarna, it never ends. But for this, you need a koach ipuk bo'ilam hazev amtana ad lo'ilam haba. But you need to be able to wait. That's why the tree, you have to wait. You have to wait until the hana comes. Whereas a yerek, you have to wait a lot less. So in order to get the hana of the tree, which is symbolizes eternal hana, because it's lo machal yakarna, because you don't destroy the principle, so you need to wait. So that's the yesod gadol. You need koach ha'ipuk. You need to wait. You need koach ha'ipuk in this world for the eternal reward. You can't get a person who wants all of his pleasures, like much of our culture. He's trying to get the pleasure now. Then you lose out, it's mechal yakarna. But if one's able to wait, then it lasts for eternity, and that's the tree. You wait, and then it's something lasting, as opposed to getting it now like the yarek, and that's it. It's gone. And that's, Adam HaRishon went down to the level of eating a yarek. The vegetable, that the mechal yakarna. And it would appear that's the oimek b'medrash, from the beginning of creation, involved himself in planting. So too, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, be osek in planting. So it's mashma there. That's how you're makayim achrei Hashem alakechem teilechem uvosid bakum. That's how you're davik b'Hashem. How you davik b'Hashem when you're planting trees? So it would appear that we can explain that be'etzem zeh she'aboreh yitbarach kavat haschar b'mashal shel gan Eden, shu gan shel ilanot. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the schar is like gan Eden. And that's a garden of trees. So he's megala to us that there's a difference between the time of the Olam HaAvod and Olam HaSchar. Just like Avodas Netiyah Se'ilan takes a lot more schar, takes a lot more time. V'lachen gam anu ne'elech b'drachah v'netasek b'netiyat ilanot. V'ydezeh nelmad letgaber al ha'yetzer. Sh'rotzeh et hanat ha'rega b'makom letapek. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveh that the schar is going to be in the world of Ilanos, meaning that this world isn't the world for schar. The next world is the world for schar. So you have to wait. So in other words, we see that Hashem is doing that. We see that Hashem was koveh that the schar is in the waiting. Gan Eden, the trees, so therefore we also plant trees. To know that we have to wait. It takes time. Once heard a story many years ago at Rav Shimshon Pinkus, when computers, first home computers, first started becoming popular, they wanted to buy him one, and he was masking. He saw the benefits. This was pre-internet, or internet. There was about 3.5 websites at this time, but to have a computer, you know, to make life easier for to write Chiddushei Torah, etc. So he said, but on condition we also get a plant, because computer, everything is miyadi, everything is immediate. As a plant, you have to wait. Obviously, a tree is a lot more waiting, but I'm just bringing out the idea that waiting is waiting. That's what our job is in this world. We wait. We wait for the Hana. We're mitapek. We're holding ourselves back. Says that's instead a man and an animal. So the person is about das. So you can explain to him, it's kedai letapek. And not eat a seed. He sees a seed, he wants to eat. He says, no, 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 don't do that, don't eat it. and you can plant it, and you'll have a whole apple tree. Instead of just eating this one seed, you'll have a whole tree of apples. Try explaining that to an animal. So therefore, the Meichel Behenes Bechinas Yerek. Yerek is quick hana. And Adam HaRishon wasn't able to contain himself. So he went down to the Madrega from Peres Ilan to Yerek. He wants the hana now. And Adam HaRishon understood the mashmos of this terrible insult. Now he's on the level of animals. This dazdu evor of all of his limbs shuddered, the Medrash says. I'm on the same level as my animal. Wow, scary. That's the Indian of Kedusha Sabris. Also, we see the difference between animals and man. A behema uses this koach for his taibas hayetzer, for the momentary hana. And a person hanala understands, no, Hashem gave us the koach to create life. We have to use it for something that's going to be lasting, something eternal. And not just for the momentary pleasure that, unfortunately, a lot of people want to get. Shem says, no, use your koach ha'ipuk and make something eternal. Don't waste it. Don't go for the hanas rega. And it would appear that this is Ramuz nifla b'gematria. This is the end of Uktzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu asid l'hanchil. B'chol tzadik v'tzadik, every tzadik in the future is going to get 310 words. L'hanchil v'avai yesh. Yesh is 310. But to say, I'm going to fill up their storehouses. So that's the Gamsha Gematria Shel Yerek Bekeri. What's Yerek? It's vegetable. It's 310. What's Keri? Seed? 310. So Yerek and Keri Hematzat Shel Misha Mechapes Tanato Arega Bolam Azeh. And through this, he's eating the Olam Asaschara Nitzchim. He's eating the 310. He's eating his eternal life. For Hanaz Manas in this world, Chumana Litzlan, Chumana Litzlan. Umechapes et Hanat Arega Bolam Azeh, and he's eating up his Schar Nitzchi Lolam Haba, he's eating up his Shai Olamos, he's eating up his 310 with this Keri, this Yere, it's the same thing. He wants the Hanan now. And it says called Tzadik v'Tzadik is going to inherit 310 worlds. Tzadik is a shomer bris. Tzadik is sod olam. Midas is sod. In other words, tzadik is mitapek. He's able to hold himself back from getting hana in this world. And he's mechuvin kulo keneged olam aschar. Ukeneged zeochlim rishim et olaman b'chayhem b'chinat yerek v'keri. They eat it up. The tzadik gets a shai olamas in the next world. But the rishim, they have their yerek, they have their keri in this world. But tzraseim amale. I'm going to fill up the storehouses of the tzaddikim, but the otzos of the rishayim are going to remain reik. They're going to be empty. What's the gematria of empty, of reik? 310. Gematria shai v'advarim nifloim ein orachayim ha'kadosh in the pasuk uzratim l'rik z'arachem v'chloi v'echem v'yik rechavov tezayin. Taka brings this l'rik and yesh ayin sham. So it appears that's the inyan of Mitzrayim. It says v'shkisa b'gad v'rag l'cha k'gana yarak. That you're gonna water with your feet, like a vegetable garden. Mitzrayim are the nehentanim, they are the hedonists, what they call today the hedonic treadmill. Just keep going and going and trying to get more and more pleasure. They're the nehentanim shel haolam, like a behema who wants the hanaz harega, and he's not mitapek, he's not holding himself back, he's not containing himself in order to plant the future. And therefore, we compare Mitzrayim to a sus and a chamor. B'sar chomorim b'saram b'zirmat susim b'zirmatam. Ezekiel 23:20, and that's b'chinas ervas ha'oretz. They're compared to a chamor, to a sus. They just let their seed go. That's the nakedness of the land. And it says in Chazal, there was nobody who was more abominable than the Mitzrayim. They're hinantanim. They're hedonists. They don't care about the koach hazera for the future. They want hana now. B'b'chinas keri, hana's harega. So l'fi zeh, afshar leva'er et omek ha'kavana. Et omek ha'kavana. Shebemitzrayim huka gam b'chor ha'av v'gam b'chor ha'em v'ilu k'dushat ha'b'chor b'Yisrael hi rak b'b'chor ha'em. Shenera lomar שקדושת בחור האב What's the Kedushas Bechor of the father if there would be? It would be from the Koyach HaYelada, the Tipas HaAv. And that's the chilek between Tumas Mitzrayim and Kedushas Yisrael. Mitzrayim and Antanim, they're into the Zera. What's the Zera? The Zera is the momentary pleasure. That's what they want. And Kedushas Yisrael says, no, we want it to develop into something, into a true Metzias, into a person. We don't distinguish between Bechor Lav. There's no such thing as just Bechor Lav. Because it only becomes a Bechor when it has a true Metzius. And Makas Bechoros, as is Svar Mamarach, that was Etzem Yetzius Mitzrayim, hopefully. Talk about it more in the future. That was Mitzias Mitzrayim, as the Meduik and the Psukim. Like that was it. That's what finished it off and we left. And that was a warning was already given at the very beginning, to Paro, that we're going to go with Bechoros. L'chein b'makas Bechoros, b'li dey bitui ha'evdel b'in Bechorot Mitzrayim. This, here you see the difference between the Bechoros. For them, their Bechoros is about the Zera. They even have bechoras from the father. Even bechor me'av, because that's about hana. There's no metzius yet. Ni bechor Yisrael inei onoreg v'espincha bechorecha. Shemitzrayim v'kav gam bechor ha'av she'ino bechor me'em. Like, for example, a mitzris was mezana with a number of men. So, it's not her bechor, but it could be his bechor. Ki mitzrayim anehen taniti b'b'chinat keri. And that's Reishis Tetumah Shel Mitzrayim, Reishis Oinim Bo'ol Leichom. The beginning of the strength in the tent of Cham. That's the Reishis of Tumah. The On is the seed. So their Bechor is even Bechor Me'av, who's not Bechor Me'en. Because that symbolizes the now, the now of the now. Avot Yisrael, we came out of Tumas Mitzrayim. We are Miskadesh, we don't have Znos. So the expression is, Shebechor HaPtzich Liot Gam Bechor Le'en. There is no Kedushif just for the Bechor Me'av, Mapitom. It has to come to fruition to be a Bechor Me'em as well, to be a Metzius. So we're talking about Kedushas HaBechor, Linya Nachala, so then a child is Nochel, his father, if he's a Bechor Me'av. But we're talking here about Kedushas Bechor. Kedushas Bechor is only Bechor Me'em. Because just the seed of the father is not enough to make a Bechor. You need the Metzius of the mother. And it could be that to the Maral, the Pachat Yitzchak meant, that Kedushas HaReishis has to be Kedushas B'Metzias and not Kedushas B'Koach. Because when the Koach, the power is Menutak, is detached from the Befoal, so that's a steer to Kedusha. That's the Shai Olamos. Because Mitzrayim is Meishkisa B'Ragach Gana Yorok, the vegetable garden. That's Mitzrayim, the Yerek, the 310 of Tumah of Keri. And Kenegad is the 310 of Tzadikim, Shai Olamos of waiting till the next world. So there were Hanah, but it comes and it just goes. It just goes. It's out. It's finished. And that's the essence of the Kedushas HaBechor Yisrael, because a lot of mitzvahs are mitzvahs of Reishis, and there's Kedusha. But Mrs. Pichon HaBen, there's no Kedusha in the son. So what's the Kedusha of the Ben HaBechor? This is a big discussion in Svar HaMakadosh. So it would appear that the Etzem Inyan of the Bechor is to be Kedusha, because it says in Parashas Mishpatim, Bechor Benecha Titein Li. Yaakov Avinu said, give me your Ben Bechor. Yaakov Avinu says, Ruven, Bechor Yatoa Koichi Vereishis Oini. Ruven, you're my Bechor, you're my power, the beginning of my strength. Rashi says, he was the first Tiba, the first drop of Yaakov Avinu, because he never brought Keri Miyam of Targum Yonos and Aziel, says that he never even had a hero, as before Ruven was born. Yaakov Avinu didn't even have a hero of Avera, which is obviously super supernatural accomplishment. So, Ayin Shem, Targum Yonos and Aziel. Umitok Yaakov mite'er kedushato. As Yaakov is describing his kedusha, that is, he never even had a hero, it was the beginning of the sea, the beginning of his thoughts, it never even occurred to him something sexual. So this started with Reuven. That's the bracha of Reuven. So the kedusha of Yaakov Avinu b'shmilas habris gave an added ma'ala to the bechor of Reuven. It added to the kedusha of Reuven, and through that, Reuven is not only mishon olad rishon elu bechor gamur mushlam reishit af lekoach ulirur. He wasn't just born first, but he was the beginning of the first tip of the first hearer. And that's the Oyem Mitzvah Bechor Avnecha Titanli. The Titanli is that Torah wants that we should all be Shomer Bris. And we should give our first Tipa to Hashem. The Bechor. A child should be born from it. And that Chas V'Shalom to the Yetzer Hara. And it's Gevaldik that Bechor Avnecha is a Gematria Keri. Zehu Ma'zeh. That we should give our Bechor Avnecha to Hashem. And Chas V'Shalom not Keri. It should be Bikusha. So that's the Kedusha of the Ben Bechor ideally. That the beginning goes to Hashem, the beginning of one's Hanah goes to something holy, goes to creates a child, creates an Eved Hashem, creates a Ben Bechor, a new Bechor Yisrael. So that's the Korach HaIpo, that's the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu going into the Bechor, and all of our should happen with all of us. That our Kedusha should go into our Bechor, should be the Reishis HaTipa. First Tipa. Koichi Reishi Zayin, it should be the first of the home, the first of the power. Chas V'Shalom, there should be a Tipa that goes to say that one should never have a hearer, so that's before being married. I think that's not for us, not our Madrega, but that one should have a Tipa. A wasted Tipa, Chas V'Shalom. That should be given to Hashem. And Reuven lost his Bechor because he was Pachas Mamayim, Kamayim. Because he didn't have the Koach HaYipuk. He acted impetuously. So we have the Shai of Mitzrayim, we have the Yerek of Mitzrayim, 310, the Koach HaTumah. We have the Shai Ilanos. Kenegadat, we have the Shai Ilanos, Kenegadat of the Tzadikim. And those who are able to contain themselves, they're compared to them in Ilan, which is where you wait for the fruits. And that's something nitzchi, that's something that lasts, it's not b'chali karna. Ilan is gematria, shemus havaya and adus, which is the Kabbalah, that's the chibur between ish and isha, which is the opposite of keri, the opposite of wasted seed. Rosh Hashanah Lilanos is B'chodesh Shvat. What's the gematria of Shvat? The gematria of Shvat is Takashai with the Koilo. And Keri and Yerek, the two Sadim. The Tov Lura, to be in Ilan, is the ideal, is the Chibur of Yish Lisha. Shem Havay and Shem Adnus, that's the gematria. Tu B'Shvat was when the Ilan of Mitzrayim was smitten. And the Ilan of Yisrael was Mekabal to Sef as Kedusha. Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. So the true Eitz, the true Ilan is Kal Yisrael. Ha'adam Eitz HaSadah, the Tzuras Adam of the Jew relates to the tree. That's Koach HaYipuk, the ability to wait. That's the Havay and Adnus, that it comes, that the Ilan comes to the chibur between Ish and Isha. That's where the Hanah comes, that's where the tree comes. That's the Tzuras Adam, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh. And it's not like a Yerek, Mitzrayim is a Yerek, Klal Yisrael is an Ilan. And Mitzrayim's Ilan is a fake Ilan. V'lo Yinoseh HaKol Yerek, says by Mark Zahar, V'lo Yinoseh HaKol Yerek Eitz. No vegetation was left on the tree. Because their Eitz is B'chinas Yerek. They want the Hana now. Immediately, Mechal Yekar, nothing should be left of it.
This
happened.
happens.
There were no tzareis, none of their yarek was left on the eitz. That's the makas shmiz. That's olam haba. That's not what they're interested in. Not just in olam haba, just olam hazeh. The ma'ala sina on the yarek is the mashal schar and olam haba. Gan shel ilanos. Schar is the waiting. And the male makas are the eighth makas of olam haba. That's when the eitz have been trying to smitten because they don't have realized they're an ilan. Aru comes to add the bar, like it says in the pasuk. Herakid pasuk hey, ochlus yeser aplek and asher slechem na bar. And Rabban explains the schilo eitz in losi perach and some of your bar bar like refain vishisakol. And there was the after the bar, so the plants started to grow, and then came the arba and destroyed it. In other words, it's the beginning of the tzmicha and it wasn't actualized. And that's exactly what Mitzrayim is. It's called Chaim, the Shleitz of the Paw. It wasn't actualized. And that's the Chinas Keri. That is the Koach that never comes to fruition. So we understand how the Adam Eitz HaSadah, the ideal Adam, the Shutsuris Adam, is an Ilan, Chi, Rish, Lisha, Havay, and Atmos. And that we get the Ilanos, the Ilan, the Eitz, the waiting for the Hana, the No Mechal Yikar, not wasting the capital, the principle. Whereas they're B'chinas Yerek, they want the Hana immediately, quickly. Nothing is left of it. And we have this clock to wait, and then we reserve the Shai Ilanos, opposite of Keri. That's yesh, that's true existence, as opposed to the carry, which just goes into nothing, it's just completely wasted. And where did Rabbi say, I have learned how you are moving, yes, how can I tell you? Siyat is shayim. The gopher of foe, the mitzvah got it, the eighth makah me, we got it beside the tov, they got it beside the ram, gof, and the mitzvahim of foe Yisrael, nifon ha'od. Thank you so much for listening, and we have a lot more show we're going to talk to talks if we stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.